We'd like to thank our friends at PwC for their support, partnership, and collaboration in making Retail Gets Real. Learn more about how PwC helps retailers at pwc.com.
And I thought about all of the different ways I could help, all of the different charities that I could give to. And then I thought, you know what? We make gifts. That's what we do. Let's lean into what we do right now and be a part of helping people stay connected to their loved ones while everyone was apart.
Welcome to Retail Gets Real, where we talk with retail's most fascinating leaders about the industry that impacts everyone, everywhere, every day. For today's episode, I'm going to step back and hand the microphone over to my good friend and colleague, Jen Overstreet. Jen, take her away.
Today's guest is Torrence Hart, the founder of Teak and Twine, which makes it easy to send thoughtfully chosen gifts to just about anyone. Teak and Twine is being featured in the NRF Foundation and Curate Retail Group's Small Business Spotlight as a veteran-owned business. And we'll talk to Torrence today about how she grew her business and how she helps lift other businesses up. But before we introduce Torrence, I want to introduce for the first time as co-host, Megan Cruz, NRF's Director of Grassroots. Megan, thank you for being here today.
Yes, I'm really excited to make my Retail Gets Real debut, and I'm excited to be here with you and Torrence.
And Torrence, welcome to Retail Gets Real.
Thank you so much, Jen and Megan. It is so exciting to be here.
So just as a way to get started, tell us a little bit, how did you get to this point where you founded this business, you grew this business? Tell us a little bit about you and how you got here.
Well, thanks for asking. Before founding Teak and Twine 6 years ago, I was an Air Force officer. I did a little bit of finance and a little bit of intel and was in for a total of 8 years. I lived in California and Texas and Florida. Yeah, if you heard those states, I got pretty darn lucky and had a fantastic time there. But as my time was winding down, I knew that I wanted to start a business. And I've always been entrepreneurial, but a lot of it stemmed from feeling like it was my best option. And the reason was that after I left the service, I was going to be an Air Force spouse. So my husband was still in the Air Force. And all of the kind of classic careers that I'd always pictured myself having all of a sudden seemed really out of reach. Since we could live anywhere at any time, we could move to the middle of nowhere, and I really didn't have that geographical stability, that makes it so much easier to have a career. So after being frustrated about that for a little bit, I decided, no, you know what? I'm just going to make my own career. I'm going to start a business that I can take anywhere, that I can move to the middle of nowhere. And e-commerce felt like a great place to start. And it really is. And so that's one of the things that I actually love talking to other veterans and military spouses about, the power of entrepreneurship in really being able to control your career and create something really exciting, even while you're moving all over the place. So I'm not going to lie, it wasn't, you know, a totally seamless transition. They say that creativity is not having amazing ideas, but having a ton of really bad ideas. And if you look at the business ideas that hit the cutting room floor, I still love laughing about them. For example, I thought about opening a gym where people would get charged for not going instead of for going. I still think that that could have worked. I thought about starting a gourmet food truck that would sell gourmet sandwiches. I'm not a very good chef, so very happy I didn't go with that one. I thought about starting a house flipping business that I was going to call Flipping Awesome Houses. So, you know, I just had a ton of ideas, and thankfully I settled on one that worked, and that was Teak and Twine. And the original idea was to create beautiful curated gift boxes featuring products made by exciting businesses from all over the country. And I really had my eye in the beginning on the wedding world. So I was thinking I would make these curated gifts for couples to welcome their out-of-town wedding guests to their destination, to send to bridesmaids or groomsmen to invite them to be in their wedding party. And one of those interesting things is that when I launched, I did have some success right off the bat, but it wasn't the customers I was expecting. I just kept getting asked to make client gifts. And instead of really clinging to my initial idea, I just kind of went where the clients were leading me. And 6 years later, we are almost exclusively a corporate gifting business. So we really focus on large-scale sends for businesses on behalf of clients or to their employees. One of the really exciting things that's happened in the past year is just seeing the care and creativity that businesses have taken to stay connected to their clients, to stay connected and thank their employees during this time apart, to celebrate company wins. And our gifts get to be a small part of that, which has been incredible. So we're based out of Washington, D.C., and we've grown a ton over the past 6 years. And I'm thrilled to say that we're now a team of almost 20 people, and we're having a great, great time making these gifts. So it's cool to think back to where it started, which was my guest bedroom in Destin, Florida, and still a pinch me moment to look around the warehouse now and see how far we've come.
Well, speaking of the warehouse, we're audio, so people cannot see, but you are sitting right in front of this beautiful product display. Could you talk a little bit about your products? How do you source them? How do you decide what to put in your gift boxes?
Oh, thank you so much. And yeah, it's one of the coolest parts of the job. So one of the things that I like to joke about with people is that it's actually my job to taste test chocolate, and it really, really is. But I also have other difficult jobs like smelling candles and taste testing cookies and trying popcorn. So that is so, so fun to find these incredible businesses from all over the country. And it is absolutely not a challenge at all to find another incredible, inspiring company doing beautiful work with a great story behind them. I mean, the hard part is narrowing it down, to be honest. But we've worked with really cool businesses, and a lot of them are incredibly small. A high percentage of them are women-owned. I love it when we can find a business that's veteran-owned, that is Black-owned, that is minority-owned, that has an environmental perspective. So on top of great products, being able to find stuff that has other layers of other entrepreneurs that are part of what we do, and then other layers of mission focus, is just the cherry on top.
So speaking of businesses helping other businesses, I know you were one of the businesses selected for the NRF Foundation and Curate Retail's group's Small Business Spotlight. And Megan, you've been involved in this program. Could you tell, for those of us who don't know as much about it, could you kind of share what that program is all about?
Absolutely. So Curate Retail Group is one of NRF's members. They're the parent company for QVC, HSN, Zulily, and several other brands. They came to us at the beginning of the pandemic asking for our help to allow them to help small businesses who were struggling at the beginning of the pandemic. And so the NRF Foundation partnered with the Curate Retail Group for the Small Business Spotlight. At the beginning, we selected 20 small businesses who are uniquely impacted by COVID to share their story and have the opportunity to connect with viewers on QVC and HSN. And that was extremely successful, and Curate decided to expand that with us in 2020 to shine a light on 100 small businesses of diverse backgrounds. And so we are selecting small businesses to be featured on QVC and HSN during certain heritage months. So earlier this year, we featured Black-owned businesses during Black History Month. Last month, or last month in March, we did Women's History Month with women-owned businesses, and which leads me to Torrance for May for Military Appreciation Month. And we have several other groups that we're excited to highlight going into the rest of the year. So, but Torrance, you're going to be on QVC and HSN. I bet you're very excited. Can you tell us a little bit about what you're excited about and also when viewers can see you live on those channels?
Oh my gosh, Megan. Well, we were just talking about pinch me moments, and this is seriously one of them. I'm so grateful to the Curate Group for choosing to highlight these different businesses each month this year, and absolutely thrilled to be joining an incredible group of veteran-owned businesses in the month of May. And I will be featured on the 17th of May. So the countdown is on, and I'm absolutely thrilled to be a part of it. It's so exciting.
Yeah, we're so excited to see you. I know I'll definitely tune in for that. You know, I did some research on your website, of course, in preparation for this podcast, and I thought your gift selections were amazing. And I can imagine you were probably pretty busy during the pandemic because everybody needed a pick-me-up. Could you share some of the collections that you think either brought you the most joy or really resonated with your consumers, and just kind of an overview of your products?
Yeah, absolutely. So one of the things that we love doing is putting together products where the packaging tells a color story together in the box. So when you open the lid of the box, maybe everything inside of the box is floral or outdoor related or reminds you of the sea. And so that is really what we specialize in. And when the pandemic first started a year ago, I was going for a walk and I just thought, I have to do something. What should I do? And I thought about all of the different ways I could help, all of the different charities that I could give to. And then I thought, you know what? We make gifts. That's what we do. Let's lean into what we do right now and be a part of helping people stay connected to their loved ones while everyone was apart. So we started this really cool program where we were offering free gifts every single day of the pandemic for anyone who needed them. So we would just post on Instagram and say, if your friend needs a pick-me-up, if your mom is a nurse, if you haven't seen your grandma in a month, the free gifts are live. Swipe up to grab them. And that was one of the coolest things we've ever been able to do. And even better than the gifts going out, the handwritten notes that went out with each of those gifts was so incredible to read. And, you know, it's always awesome in this job to get to be a part of people's really beautiful moments and help build relationships. But it felt like we were doing something even especially important during that time. And frankly, over the past year, being able to keep people connected, you know, Mother's Day last year, people were separated from their moms, and getting to create those gifts and write those notes was so incredibly special.
No, definitely hoping more people can get together safely this year with vaccines, you know, rolling out. But yeah, I can imagine that would be really motivating and uplifting to be such a intimate part of somebody's relationship. I think that's just really cool. You mentioned Instagram, and you know, I'm looking at just like this beautiful setup you have behind you. And when you're talking about business growth and ways that you grow your business, does social media play a big part of that? You know, you mentioned like talking about the free giveaways on Instagram. Could you talk a little bit about that?
Absolutely. So when we first started, Instagram was absolutely our channel. I mean, I'm not going to lie, we had 99% of our traffic at one point. Wow. Came from Instagram. That's probably not a good thing. That's a little bit too much coming from one channel. But that is really where we started, where we grew, and where our initial audience found us. It is still a great place where we love connecting with our supporters, and especially through Instagram stories, we find that the folks who are following our business aren't just interested in the gifts we're creating, but everything that our business is doing. Sometimes we feel like we're doing something kind of monotonous, like building shelves or unloading pallets or talking about a funny thing that happened in the warehouse. But it's actually some of the stuff that people respond to the most. And so letting people be a part of the story of running the business behind the scenes is incredibly fun. And also for us, a successful, you know, marketing technique or a way of building a community around our gifts, for sure.
So do you utilize, what other social channels do you use? Have you, here's some small businesses getting involved on things like TikTok. Have you gone that far? Or what are some of the channels that are working for you right now?
Sure. On the unpaid side, well, actually, we are on Pinterest and have been for years, and we do both unpaid as well as paid on Pinterest. On the paid side, we run Facebook and Instagram ads as well as Google ads. We have not ventured into TikTok yet, but it's on the 2021 goal sheet for sure. As well as, you know, I have some curiosity about Clubhouse. I've done some listening to conversations on that platform and will almost certainly experiment a little bit there this year as well. So yeah, excited to try new things.
I think that's where most people are with Clubhouse. It's like, oh, we want to experiment. Like, this is really interesting. We want to experiment yeah. with it. Yeah, that's cool that you guys are, you know, dipping your toes in. I think that's pretty cool. You know, I wanted to go back to this because, you know, you're being featured as a veteran-owned business, and you talked a little bit about the different roles you had in the military, but I wonder if you could talk a little bit about, like, how did that experience kind of prepare you for being an entrepreneur? What did you take away from it that might give you, I don't know, how do you use that experience in what you're doing today?
Absolutely. And you're asking this question at the perfect time, because 3 months ago, I would have given you a different answer. So up until about 3 months ago, or maybe a year ago, the truth was, is that the most helpful thing that I had gained from my military experience was an ability to thrive under change and pressure. So the uncertainty that comes with starting a business, it all felt very small compared to some of the uncertainties that I had dealt with in the military. The pressures of, you know, a shipment of chocolate not arriving on time felt small compared to some of the pressures that I had faced. So I felt like I had a lot of resilience from my time in the military that served me very well. And that is still absolutely true today. But recently, I feel like my leadership experience from the military has really started serving me well. And it's because our team has grown so much in the past year. And I was laughing with my husband the other day. I said, you know, the second that our team hit 8 people and up from there, we went from being a flat organization to a structured organization where communication needs to filter up and down chains of command, for lack of a better word. And I found that I immediately started, you know, saying these military cliches from my time in the service. I said, Sam, you will never believe what I said today in the office. It was, you know, Air Force Captain 101. I'm just reaching back to all of the things that I learned then. And so I feel like I am using it now more than I ever have before. And I'm so grateful for, you know, having had the experience of running a team and a larger office. And something tells me that the bigger we get, the more of an asset that experience is going to be.
Absolutely. So do your staff have military job titles? So you've got the general and the corporal and all the way down the line.
You know what, Megan? That is not a bad idea. You know, maybe that starts next week. I'll pitch it to the team and see what everybody thinks about calling me General Hart, see how it goes over.
So where do you go next? This has been a crazy year for everybody. You too, I'm sure. So Where do you go next? Where do you take Teak and Twine next?
Absolutely. Well, we're just so excited about the growth, and the plan is to continue that growth. And, you know, I really want to do that in two ways. One, a pivotal thing that I have learned in probably just the past 2 years is to, now I haven't done it completely, but to try as much as I can to get over my fear of hiring. Hiring is really scary when you're running a business. I don't know anyone that doesn't think it's scary, but it really is so true that when you hire the right person and when you empower them with a position that has a growth element to it, they pay for themselves and so much more. They give you back time and bandwidth. They grow the company in ways you never thought possible. And so I have really stretched myself in the past year, and I'm going to continue to do that. I feel really committed to leaning into that discomfort and seeing what exciting things happen next. And then the second way is through operations. So I feel like when businesses talk, a lot of the conversation is focused on marketing and advertising, ways of growing the business, sales, another popular topic. And certainly that is so incredibly important. But when you hit a certain size, the behind the scenes operations have to be tight as well. So one of the things I'm focusing on so much this year is, frankly, really unsexy things like shipping and logistics and palletization and adding a loading dock. And should we get gravity rollers and how efficient our assembly line process is and upgrading our inventory management system? All of those little behind the scenes things that, you know, might not be as glamorous, but are absolutely the engine that I feel is going to power us forward to the next stage of business for us. And then hopefully 1 year from now, I'm telling everybody that being on QVC and HSN was this pivotal moment for us in growth and, you know, and reaching an audience. And I'm just so grateful for the opportunity to be able to reach that incredible audience and share my story and be featured amongst other veteran entrepreneurs. And I can't wait to see what happens next.
We can't wait as well. We're very excited to see, you know, how Teak and Twine continues to grow and your appearance on QVC and HSN. It's so exciting.
Thank you so much, Megan. Well, yeah, everyone can check us out on teakandtwine.com. And then, of course, tune in on the 17th of May and cheer me on.
We will be there. All right. Well, we do have one more segment before we end the show. And that is called Rapid Fire.
One of our favorite segments on Retail Gets Real is Rapid Fire, thanks to our sponsor, PwC.
So what we'll do here is just ask you simple questions. You'll just answer with the first thing that comes to your mind, short answers. You ready?
I'm ready.
Okay. What was your very first job?
I was a barista at Starbucks, and I absolutely loved it.
Megan?
Yes. So you live in Washington, D.C. What is your favorite memorial or monument?
The World War II Memorial, I think, is one of the newer ones, and it's absolutely fabulous.
What's your favorite gift box from Teak and Twine lately?
It is called The Garden, and it is perfect for Mother's Day. It also has a pop of green in it, which is my favorite color.
So now that everything's opening back up and travel is starting back up, where are you excited to travel to?
Oh my goodness. We are going to San Diego this fall. I should say, I hope we are going to San Diego this fall because we were also supposed to go to San Diego last fall. Mm-hmm. So we hope to go to San Diego this fall. And I can't wait to take my two boys to the zoo and SeaWorld and the Wild Animal Park. It is such a fun city.
Okay, what is the best thing that you have either read, watched, or listened to lately?
I read a book about a year ago called Traction about running a business. I was told it would change my life, and it really, really did. Highly recommended.
Traction. Okay, we'll put it in the blog post.
Great. What do you do to unwind or relax?
I have two sons. They're 2 and 4, and they are an absolute blast. We love going to a lake by our house and looking for turtles and just hanging out outside.
Torrance, thank you so much for joining us for this episode. We really appreciate it. It was so fun to get to know you and to learn more about your business.
Absolutely. Thank you so much, Jen. And thank you, Megan. It was wonderful chatting with you both. And thank you again so much for the opportunity to be here.
Of course. And Megan, thank you. We'll definitely be having you back. Thanks for taking the time today to step on the show. She's helped us many times secure guests for the show, but this is your first time on this side of the microphone. So thank you very much.
Yeah, I really hope you have me back. I enjoyed my time today.
All right. And thank you all for listening to another episode of Retail Gets Real. You can find more information about today's discussion and more information at retailgetsreal.com. And please send your feedback and episode ideas to podcast@nrf.com. Thanks for listening.